11 o'clock hour. Wilde and Tausch. Jesse and Tausch today. So, okay, we can either do the real or not ESPN NFL Nation article, which I thought was pretty interesting up this morning. Or I have a question on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line from JR in the car. I think both are good.
Let's do JR in the car. Anytime we can bring fans into it, I like doing
it. All right. Well, here it is from JR in the car. And he says he would call and ask Tausch, but we're not taking calls. We're always taking calls, JR, but the text works just fine here, so appreciate it. He says it's an odd question. I don't think it's an odd question at all. I think it's a great question. It's timely, given what we've been talking about with Rob Domofsky, and we were talking in the 9 o'clock hour as well about the state of the offensive line with Aaron Banks and Zach Tom both being listed as limited, although they're in very different spots in their injury trajectory for who may be expected to play this weekend. So here's JR in the car's question. We always talk about the prestige and importance of a first-round pick and how they are going to get their opportunities over a later round pick. You stand by that assertion. If it came down to Jordan Morgan and Aaron Banks, so first round pick versus free agent signing, do they go with the pick or do they go with the free agent?
What a great question, JR. So they're going to always go with their free agent acquisition to start. But I do think that if, you know, Aaron Banks continues to, you know, struggle with injuries, which he's had, you know, throughout training camp, he had the back from the bad beds in Indy. He's had ankle now. I don't know if it's a groin or a knee or whatever. He was unable to play against Washington. And Jordan Morgan goes in there and plays really good football. It becomes more and more difficult to go back to Aaron Banks. Now, Jordan Morgan's versatility kind of hurts him in the fact that for the short term, maybe it stinks, but for the long term, it's great for Jordan because he's, you know, building all these tools to, you know, play all these different spots. He's going to be your left tackle next season unless something crazy happens and Shido takes a deal that the Packers feel comfortable with. But I think that if Jordan Morgan continues to get opportunities, that is an opportunity that maybe it'll be much more difficult for them to put Aaron Banks back in, even though they paid him big money for this season. They want Jordan Morgan to play. And if he's playing well, it's going to make it really difficult for them to pull him out of any. If it's platooning with Sean Ryan, if it's jumping over to – I was a little surprised that if they feel like Zach Tom's not going to play, that Rob Domofsky said unequivocally, it's Jordan, it's going to be Anthony Belton. A little surprised by that. Not in the fact that I think Anthony Belton did – I thought held up pretty well and is a big physical dude. But just in the fact that I felt like Jordan Morgan had earned every spot but center. If something happens, he's going in. Well, if Sunday goes the way we think, and that Rob said, that won't be the case. And I'm sure, you know, if Aaron Banks plays, Jordan Morgan won't be. I'm sure that'll be a tough pill for him to swallow.
So obviously your experience is on the offensive line, and that's the specific position we're talking about given the injuries this week. Do you think that same logic applies for all positions? Like if there's a free agent wide receiver and there's a first round pick as a rookie that are competing for reps at, is it similar at any other position, or is this really more specific to the offensive line, maybe the defensive line too?
So I don't think it really matters what position. The bottom line is the first round pick will always get more opportunities, but coaches want to win. And if somebody is better and producing at a higher level consistently, they're going to get that spot. That's the beauty of the NFL, and that's the beauty of team football, is that you get these opportunities, and if you run with it and take advantage of it, there comes a point where none of that matters. That becomes regular season football games. OTAs and IPWs and mini camps and preseason football, let's get opportunities. Oh, this guy's a first-round pick. Oh, we paid him. And it starts out that way, but if and when that point comes where somebody goes out there and plays, Russell Wilson and Matt Flynn is a great example. Russell Wilson wasn't a first-round pick. Matt Flynn, they paid $20 million. At that point, was a very good quarterback contract. And Russell Wilson outplayed him, and you go with the guy that you know is going to help you win. Because the bottom line on it, everybody in that room knows who should be playing. If somebody is out there and playing really good football, and then they just put somebody else back in there because they're high paid and they're not playing good football, you're going to lose credibility as a coach in that room. And that's where some of these conflicts come, where a general manager is like, you're playing him. You saw it in Moneyball. Well, you're playing him. Well, the guy can't do this. Well, if it works and your team is successful, everybody's on board. If it doesn't, you want to shatter a locker room real quick. Pull somebody that's been incredibly productive, because they're going to be a really good teammate and the teammates are going to love them, for some first or second round pick that is talented but doesn't do the work and doesn't produce. Fastest way to bust up a locker room.
Pretty good conversation there, inspired by JR in the car on the text line. Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. List is more, 844-770-3776. And because of that, we didn't get to the real or not rankings from ESPN's NFL Nation. And we also haven't reviewed any of the texts from the last 24 hours getting after Tausch for his first pitch of the Brewers game. So
you got Will Riley. Yeah, I'm sure Riley can curate some stuff.
I mean, we had a lot of fun reading comments yesterday at Woe Nelly, so maybe we'll run it back again today. Tausch, you want to tell us, since Jason's not here, about our great partnership with Steinhoffels and all they have to offer?
Indeed, I do. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and Steinhoffels is teaming up with Special Spaces Wisconsin to do something really special. Here's how easy it is to stop by any Steinhoffels this month. Test rest any mattress. So that means go lay down, chill. When you do, you'll get a $20 restaurant gift card. So dinner's on Steinhoffels. And Steinhoffels will donate that $20 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. They're an incredible group that creates dream bedrooms for kids battling cancer. So swing by Steinhoffels this September, take a test rest, enjoy a night out, and help make a child's dream bedroom come true. Steinhoffels, I think we're going to be out at a Steinhoffels. Is that next week?
I was just going to mention that. So this great deal's going on with Steinhoffels, with Special Spaces Wisconsin, the $20 restaurant gift card just for coming in, taking a test rest. You can do that during our show next Friday in Madison. We will be on the west side of Madison at Steinhoffels, over just off the Beltline. So come see us next Friday. So tomorrow is the 19th, so that's the 26th. You can come see us at Steinhoffels on the west side, just off the Beltline, from 9 to noon. Do your test rest and all the fun stuff, and you may walk out of there with a couch, a recliner, a shuffleboard table, whatever else they have to offer over at Steinhoffels. Appreciate y'all coming out. Steinhoffels remotes are always some of our most popular. We get a lot of fans who love coming out and seeing us when we're out at Steinhoffels. So I want to make sure everybody knows about that next Friday, just off the Beltline on the west side of Madison. Time now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Speaking of great partnerships, presented by Cousins Subs. Today's trivia category, which I guess, since he's doing a self-imposed ban, the category is the push for the MLB postseason. Now, yeah, Tausch, you banned yourself from Brewers, but does that mean you're banning yourself from all baseball conversation here?
I think with the way that I threw the first pitch and the reaction, that's all part of it. So, yeah, you and Riley will have to handle this. I'll be silently listening and playing along.
You can ask the caller if you have any geography questions or Packers questions. You can ask anything you want. You just need stay away from the baseball component of things here. Okay. Caller 14. Why? No idea. 844-770-3776. Caller 14, 844-770-3776, plays Wildy and Tausch Trivia, the push for the MLB postseason. Today's category, your chance to enter to win for a Cousins Subs gift card that we'll draw for tomorrow. Caller 14, right now, 844-770-3776. I and Riley will play Wildy and Tausch Trivia without Tausch next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
From dying young, I see the light go past my shoulder.
So I got a couple of fun texts before we get to trivia here. Digger in a delivery van in the 920. That's a very long name, but what's up, Digger? We had a family wedding in Cleveland last summer, spent half a week downtown. The trip to Canton was disappointing. I'm sorry to hear that, Digger. The goalpost for the original municipal stadium was neat, but more meh. The only great sightseeing about the trip to Cleveland was seeing Superman being filmed two blocks away from the Drury Hotel. So the new Superman movie was being filmed in Cleveland when Digger was there last summer. How about that, Tausch? There you go.
I still have not seen that movie. I will once it makes it to the airplane. National Park right in outside of Cleveland. We had a hockey tournament. We went to Cuyahoga National Park. So there's a beautiful national park. You get your stamp and not go to National Park while you're there, Riley, if you're able to make that trip.
There you go. Perfect.
Also, another text. How come we're not doing the show at my house today? If you want to talk about bands, I think we've been banned from doing the show at our house after the digi shenanigans that ensued.
Collecting a lot of bands. I'm collecting more bands than I would like at this point in my life.
It's a self-imposed one-week ban because of your performance on the mound for your ceremonial first pitch that you cannot talk baseball on our show for the next week. So, tough break for you. The push for the MLB postseason. Today's Wildy and Tausch trivia category. So you can talk with Ryan and Madison about whatever you want. Just not that. Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
The aforementioned Ryan in Madison is today's trivia contestant. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Better for you and I than it is for Tausch, I guess. Tausch, anything you want to talk to Ryan about throughout trivia here? Well, we ask him some baseball questions.
OT, I got some of them rainbow carrots for you. I'm that vegetable delivery guy that you wanted some rainbow carrots from.
Oh, yeah. That'll brighten my day. I like big carrot fan. My wife is a monster. She loves a good carrot, so that's good. Let me know where to pick them up.
Nice. I'll bring them to you. You just got to let me know where you're at.
Yeah.
All right.
You can deliver it to the undisclosed location.
Exactly.
Question number one, the push for the MLB postseason, Ryan and Madison. Which MLB team enters play today holding the largest division lead, 12.5 games up on the team in second place in their division? Is it the Philadelphia Phillies, the Houston Astros, or the Savannah Bananas?
I'll go with the first one.
Philadelphia Phillies is correct. 12.5 games up on the New York Mets. They are the only team that has clinched a division title at this juncture. The Astros actually have the narrowest lead of any division leader, a half game up on the Seattle Mariners. Tight race. And I think they're on Sunday Night Baseball this week. It'd be a fun one to keep an eye on if you're a big baseball fan. Tausch, anything you want to talk about that's not baseball related?
No, what is the, outside of orange, what's the next best-selling carrot color?
I mean, that's the standard, but, I mean, the rainbow carrots have, like, purple and yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good question.
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Tausch.
Thank you.
Question two, Ryan and Madison. Entering play today, which National League team would be the first team out of the playoff picture, 1.5 games back of the final NL wild card spot? Who is the first team out in the NL wild card picture? Is it the New York Mets, the Arizona Diamondbacks, or the St. Louis Cardinals?
The Diamondbacks?
Sounds like a guess, but a good one at that. Yeah. I was as shocked to see that as anybody this morning when I looked it up. The Diamondbacks are 1.5 games back of the Mets. The Diamondbacks have been hot lately. They actually passed up the Cardinals and the Reds who were in contention for a long time, just a couple of games back of that spot. But now it's
if I wasn't banned, I'd ask you where the San Francisco Giants are in that. But I am banned, so I can't.
They are Ryan, 2 games back. Just if anyone, not Tausch necessarily, but anyone wants to know,
where are the Giants located in the NL playoff picture?
They are. Oh, thanks, Riley. They are 2 games back of the final NL wild card spot. So half game back of the Diamondbacks.
Ryan, carrots.
Yeah.
More eaten raw or cooked on a percentage basis?
Well, I'm just the source. I'm not the restaurant end of it.
No, I understand.
I would say, I don't know, that's probably a pretty even split.
Okay. All right.
I mean, carrots are used to, like, they're used to sweeten up, like, soups and stuff. So, I mean, you know, they're used a lot of various uses for them.
Oh, snap.
Yes, I would bet that it's cooked. If I was betting, I think it's like a 60-40 split cooked.
Mm.
But I digress. Well, I don't want to pigeonhole
right.
Ryan as just being a carrot guy. I don't want you just being carrot guy. So that'll be my last
question. I got the whole spectrum of veggies.
Oh, we haven't even gotten to asparagus yet.
So what veggie, what is your top? Brussels sprouts has made a monster comeback, right? They have, like, from a start point to where they're at, that has been the biggest jump in the veggie game. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we do a fair amount of that. I mean, you know, the staple for everything is potatoes and onions. I mean, that's what everybody
onions.
Orders.
Yeah.
Onions are the starter for every onions and garlic. That's what make the what makes the world turn.
Amen.
True. A vegetable medley. When it says like you're at a restaurant or you got a recipe that says a vegetable medley.
What, too much cauliflower in those. Though.
Yeah. What do you expect to see in the vegetable medley, Ryan?
Peace. Like, is it like a salad or like a cooked dish?
Like a side of veggies when you're out at like a steakhouse or I don't know any kind of restaurant.
It's probably like a steamed broccoli, maybe some carrots, some peas, onions,
okay. Like a stir fry mix.
Sure.
Yeah. It depends on what kind of the restaurant, what flavor they're serving. You know, it depends on what kind of vegetable they'll bring to the table.
Fair enough.
Ryan, are you okay with being the Wilde and Tausch vegetable expert on our show? Like, when you call in now, can we just put Ryan, our veggie guy, or veggie expert?
Veggie Ryan.
I don't want to pigeonhole you.
Hey, I don't mind at all. I'll be your
all right.
Be your veggie
put
guy.
Put that down, Yowkster. Make sure we have his info. If there's any vegetable related questions, we'll have to go. We're going to go to Ryan, our veggie guy. Okay.
Ryan, our veggie guy.
You can see on the YouTube stream, Ryan and Madison has been updated to Ryan, our veggie guy.
This is a big day.
Put it this way. I will produce. Oh, that was bad. Sorry.
I love that. That's on point.
We do still have one more trivia question, if everyone would be okay with that. Cousin Subs especially here. Question number 3. Which former Brewers pitcher was the winning pitcher for the Chicago Cubs as they clinched a playoff berth yesterday afternoon in Pittsburgh against the Pirates? Former Brewer pitcher who got the win yesterday to get the Cubs the clinch to the playoffs. Was it Colin Ray, Drew Pomeranz, or Aaron Civale?
I have no idea. We'll go to the C, third one.
Aaron Civale is correct. That is a perfect day for Ryan, our veggie guy. All 4 entries into the drawing tomorrow for the Cousin Subs gift card here on Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Aaron Civale, who, when the Miz was called up in June, said he did not want to be in Milwaukee anymore, wanted to have regular reps as a starter, didn't want to go to the bullpen, was promptly traded to the White Sox in exchange for Andrew Vaughn, and we all know how that's gone for the Brewers. Civale now.
Hey, I'm at my next stop. I got to run.
All right, bye, Ryan. Bye, Ryan. Yeah, you go make your veggie stop. We did hold him a long time.
Ryan, our veggie guy.
So Civale went to the White Sox. Now he's with the Cubs and gets a win to clinch the playoff berth for the Cubs. What a journey for Aaron Civale this year. Linked, forever linked with the Milwaukee Brewers and some of the success they've seen this year. That's Wildy and Tausch Trivia. It is presented by Cousin Subs. Thanks to Ryan, our veggie guy, today's contestant. Coming up next, Riley Yauch leads us in Whoa, Riley, which may be topics he presents, or it may be reading comments on Tausch's first pitch. Either way, we'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Jesse and Tausch today on Wildy and Tausch. Jason's back tomorrow. Before we get to Riley Yauch's rendition of Whoa Nelly, Nick in Wanakee has a text, and we got to dance carefully here. It's a sports psychology question, not related to a certain sport or certain team whatsoever, so Tausch can answer. When a team locks up a division or first round bye or whatever, he doesn't want them celebrating with champagne in it said clubhouse, locker room, whatever it may be. That club, whatever it may be, should have the mentality that nothing has been accomplished yet if they're going to get the monkey off their back and make a deep run in the postseason. That needs to be the mindset. What would you say to that, Tausch, hypothetically about any sports team in that situation?
So we're not talking baseball.
No, it could be anyone. Could just not.
Okay, so
happen.
Let's say it's hockey. Yeah. Let's say it's hockey. Okay, we'll say it's hockey just to make so. Yeah. Otherwise, I can comment on it. I disagree. I think it's important. Now, should you go out and get blank faced and you better celebrate these wins and these clinchings and. Because these seasons are long, and yes, you understand that you want to win everything. You want to win the whole thing. This is not jeopardizing that. You also want to make sure that everybody feels appreciated, loved, and respected, all of the things, because this journey is so hard. You want some of the best stuff, and you could say, well, the Brewers, would they have won if they didn't, had they celebrated not at the wild card or this? No. You want to come together, and if you don't celebrate the wins, what are you doing? I guess that would be my point back. It's a long, hard journey. You better celebrate the ones you get. When you get them, take advantage of it and enjoy it.
Well, there you have it, Nick and Wanakee. Not about any team in particular. Unrelated, you can listen to the Brewers tonight on 620 WTMJ and 100.5 ESPN Madison, your home of the Brewers in Milwaukee and Madison. Brewers Angels, Brewers going for the sweep, 6:40 first pitch. Time now.
And I know I'm not going to talk Brewers, but can you tell everybody else the scenario? And I heard Riley say it on a SportsCenter.
Yes.
If the Brewer or if the, a baseball team.
Yeah,
how many wins do they need to clinch if the opposing team would win the whole thing?
So if,
win every game.
The magic number for the Brewers, Riley and I will handle this. So the Brewers magic number is 6. So that's a combination of Brewers wins and Cubs losses. So hypothetically, if the Brewers played, if they went 5-6 the rest of the way, that would be 5 wins for the Brewers. So the Cubs would have to get, they would have to win every game the rest of the way if the Brewers go 5-6 in their remaining 11, right? That's how many games they have left?
Yeah, there's either 11 or 10, but regardless, if the Brewers go 5-5.
There's 10 games left. 5-5. So if the Brewers go 5-5, 500 the rest of the way, the Cubs would have to win every game in order to leapfrog the Brewers in the NL Central Division standings.
Okay.
Feels pretty good for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Not a bad
Brewers.
Spot to be in.
Time now for Whoa, Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, since I feel like this is a theme with my Whoa Rileys, and I want to continue it. Everyone's interested in my love life, my dating life, so might as well give everyone an update. And a good update today, as went on a date earlier this week, with a fine young lady who I met at one of my jiu-jitsu classes.
Oh.
And there's already a second date planned.
Is she a jiu-jitsuer?
Yes, she is.
Why would she be at the jiu-jitsu class?
I don't know. Maybe she was there to watch her brother, or I don't know the jiu-jitsu world, Jesse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people come for just to try it out, to do a trial class and see what it's like. Not everyone who comes is a diehard, but she just so happens to be. And we're going on a second date this Saturday, so as I already told Jerriad, unfortunately, that means I cannot make the trip to Cleveland immediately after Wisconsin College game day. I will be busy. So,
question. How many dates would it have taken for you to take her on this road trip?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Let's just put it this way. You had a good first date.
Yep.
And then your second date is just, you can't stop talking. You guys are just, you are in sync.
Yes.
She's a huge Packers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a third day? Is that too soon?
The following weekend that you're offered... AirTNT comes up with a great spot for you in Dallas.
AirTNT with Jones Dairy products coming out of your trunk.
I mean,
and Matt, and our veggie, I guarantee you one thing, our veggie guy will load your trunk up with veggies.
Yeah, bacon and carrots for days.
Bacon and Brussels sprouts.
Some cauliflower. Make sure he holds that. I think if I'm getting all of that as a bonus, third date, it's on the radar. For sure. But I think to be safe, I'd probably want to wait. If I have three fantastic dates, I think at that point that we're having the conversation like, hey, what are we? Are we want to make this exclusive boyfriend-girlfriend type thing? And then we move on to the road trip with the Jones Dairy and Matt the Veggie Guy.
So
and
you need to be exclusive before the road trip. That's the benchmark there.
That's what I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Ryan's giving us veggies and Jones is giving us free meat products, like, I'm even more on board.
Okay.
Nelly!
Oh, never mind. You have another question.
Does that answer all your questions, Tausch? Any further questions?
I'm
at
always
this time?
Excited. It's just fun when you hear about young love. And Riley has been so open with our fans.
They've been on one date. What do you mean, young?
He had his quill pen gal. Then he had the one that didn't go all that great, and then he's telling us about the dating apps. Like, people are trying to just – people are rooting for Riley.
Yeah, they are.
People want Riley to find love.
Yeah,
and I appreciate
that. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, shout out. Matt in West Bend asks the real question for Riley, could you take her in a match? And that's the thing. She's also a blue belt. I think yes, but she's planning on coming to morning class – with me tomorrow, so like a not quite a date, but like we'll see each other again. So I will be able to update
you. Do you grab coffee after?
That is a good question. Ooh, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. If she doesn't have work, I'm gonna do that.
Question:
Would you be okay if she kicked your keister?
It would be humbling for sure, but I would accept it and move on. It's not worth jeopardizing the relationship over that. And then I'd reassess and beat her the next time. So.
Can you just kind of take us? She shows up at this jiu-jitsu parlor.
Yep.
How did you just go up and say, "Hey, I like the cut of your jib"? Give us a little taste of how this first date happened.
So actually, I just saw her, and we worked together. You know, you do some technique first before you spar and roll.
Liked her technique.
And actually, so the funny thing is, I had to leave before we could spar. So we haven't sparred. We haven't rolled before. I had to come. Fill in to produce this show.
Usually after date five or six, you start to spar a little bit.
Anyways. And then nothing happened. I had to bounce. I had to come produce this show. So I didn't talk to her, didn't ask her out there. But then she found me on a dating app, liked my profile, and was like, wait, don't I know you? And I was like, yes, I do, from jiu-jitsu. We had a great little conversation.
Wow.
Then we planned the date from there.
So she reached out to you.
Yeah, she found my profile first.
I think she's kicking your keister in a little jiu-jitsu matchup.
I'll keep you guys posted. We'll find out after 7:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? It's not a parlor. What do you guys call it?
Just a gym. jujitsu gym. I mean, it's not
I like
cool.
The parlor. Little bar stools.
It's definitely got a better ring to it.
Marble counter. Well,
hey, we can refer to it as a jujitsu parlor from here on out on this show. But if you'd like to attend a jujitsu parlor, it would typically, you want to search it up, it probably, you'd find it under a gym.
Gym, yeah.
Yeah, my friends call it a dojo when I first started.
Sure,
it's not a dojo.
So if you guys start dating and get serious, is it still good to spar?
I think,
on the mat?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not during an argument or like if
Let's get him to coffee tomorrow and let's get him to date three before we start talking about some of that.
That's fair.
My question was going to be...
Don't you know Riley? Riley moves fast.
Yeah,
Riley's not one to be sitting back.
We're all rooting for you, Riley.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We are. For sure.
If there were to be a world where it unfortunately did not work out...
Yep.
Would you still see each other at class all the time?
I don't think
so. Is this a necessary risk that you take in the pursuit of love?
No, she actually already has switched gyms. She was at my gym a few months ago when I first saw her, and then now she currently attends another gym, but...
competing parlor across town.
Exactly. But she's familiar with our coaches at my gym, my parlor. So I think she'll be welcome back, and it'll be fine. I don't think if it goes horribly wrong or things take a downward spiral, I shouldn't have to worry about not being able to go to class because I don't want to see her.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Appreciate the update.
Good synopsis, Riley, where we're at.
Of course. Happy to help, and I think at 11:50, that's probably a good spot to end.
Get a chocolate milkshake at the jujitsu parlor tomorrow morning.
Why not?
It'd be nice.
Why not?
That's it for Whoa, Riley. Great update. Thank you, Riley, for the developments there. We will check the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line and get set for Packers-Browns coming up on Sunday in Cleveland. We'll do that next to round out this edition of Wildy and Tausch. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, and the very popular Riley Yauch, our cousin sub of the day, producing today here in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. Packers-Browns coming up on Sunday in Cleveland. We'll do plenty more tomorrow to get you set for it. The Green and Gold game preview, all of our usual pre-game day segments. And rumor has it we are working on confirming the official time for this tomorrow. But a certain Wisconsin Badger and Cleveland Brown Wisconsinite may be scheduled to appear. It could be Kevin Zeitler or a different offensive lineman that we are a little more familiar and connected with around these parts, potentially scheduled to appear on tomorrow's show. Tausch and I will be at TPC Wisconsin for the Greater Bucky Open. Jason will return to tomorrow's show as well. Tausch, one question for you here before we go. It's not Packers related, and it's not Brewers related, so you can weigh in on it. I may have an opportunity tomorrow night to broadcast a Muskego High School football game. They are number 5 in our ESPN Wisconsin media poll rankings this week, and they are hosting number 1 Arrowhead in Muskego. Ooh. And I was contacted about potentially making a trip down to call the game on their stream, which it seems like we might be able to get this going. You busy tomorrow night? You want to do some you want to reunite like we did in Sun Prairie and Middleton for our baseball game?
I will do the baseball game with you again this this spring. I will not do the Muskego Hartley, even though a couple of juggernauts going at it.
Good game
In the Classic Eight, right?
The SEC of high school football.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't. But I'm guessing you knowing that reps are what matters. I'm guessing you're going to go do it.
I think we're going to make this happen tomorrow night. Yeah, I got to work on some logistics.
Are you going to be a homer like you were with Verona against Sun Prairie East?
I was not when I did the Verona game. I was not. That was just one of your buddies who was suggesting that. But if it's on the Muskego stream,
more than one. I think that you are very pro Verona.
If I'm not doing the game for ESPN Wisconsin, it's the Muskego stream. Like, I can be like, you know, Brian.
So you're going to be Johnny Muskego.
When Brian Anderson's on TBS and he's calling a Brewers game, he's got to be very impartial down the middle. If he's calling the game on FanDuel Wisconsin, he can homer it up for the Brewers. Sure. So I think I'd probably do the same approach tomorrow night if that's the case. So I'll fill you in tomorrow. Jason will be back. I'm sure he'll be having some fun with that too. Jason will tell you all about where he was at today as well. When he returns to the show tomorrow. So thanks so much for coming along with us today. Thanks to Rob Domofsky. Thanks to Riley. And thanks to you. As Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.